Oh my, good morning.
Kind of feels like we have to wait forever to start, doesn't it? It's a lovely song though. Yeah. Yeah. You've already noticed, some of you, what I brought with me today. It's a shell. But especially it's a
conch shell.
Conch shell, yeah. So you've seen this before, yeah?
Yeah.
And what do we do with it?
Blow it.
You blow through it. I'm not gonna do that. In fact, I really can't do it. I'm not very good at it. Not yet, anyway. I could practice, I suppose. Where are these originally found?
The beach.
Close. The ocean. So they're in the water, right? This is originally in the water, and eventually someone found this beautiful thing, took it out of the water, and cut the end off. This actually is usually pretty pointed. Cut the end off and made it into what we call here in Hawaii a conch shell. So it's in the ocean originally. Is it just lying on the bottom or on the reef or something, hanging out?
No.
No?
A crab. Something lives in it. It's
like,
yeah. And when it's underwater, it usually looks like there's like this bright pink.
So you've seen pictures of it, or have you seen them?
I've seen it before.
They're cool, aren't they?
Yeah.
So where does it live?
Under the sea.
And the creature lives
inside.
Isn't that neat? Is there anything in there right now?
No.
Wouldn't it be a little weird if there was something in there and we actually blew the conch shell? That wouldn't work, would it? Yeah, so there's nothing in there right now. So it's hollow, right? It's empty? Kind of echoes? Yeah, empty shell. So really, what we're looking at is a house. Do you realize that?
Yeah.
This is a house, right? A house for some kind of creature that will live inside in the ocean. And right now it's empty. But it was once a house and a protective shell on the outside. This morning I brought this conch shell to talk about how it is that you are also a house. Did you know that you're a house?
Mm-hmm. No.
You did?
Kind of,
sort of. Well, let me tell you, the reading from Romans this morning, the other ones are super confusing but cool, but the reading from Romans is also really interesting, and it talks about the fact that you are a dwelling place. So another word for dwelling place is also house. Correct. So you are a dwelling place for God's Spirit. That's what Paul is telling us this morning, that you are where God dwells. You have the Spirit of God within you. Isn't that interesting? Did you ever think of yourself as a house before?
No.
No.
I live in a house.
You live in a house, but you, my friend, are also a type of house. And I just wanted to share that with you to let you know this morning that you are never alone, that God is with you always. Even in the darkest and most scariest places, you are never alone. God dwells with you and loves you so much that says, "My Spirit will be ever with you." So, our wonderful conch shell is also a house. This one's hollow and empty. Nothing in there right now, except for a little air in my hand. But you have God's Spirit within you. Let's pray before you head back to your seats. Gracious Lord God, we give you thanks that you have come to dwell with us, that you make us your dwelling place, and that we have your Spirit with us always, so that we are carried through even in the most difficult of times. We thank you and praise you, and all of God's children said, Amen. Thanks for coming up.